They'll let it happen. We're going to lose. They're going to lose. But I see that. They're watching us. Just in case these guys happen to be who they say they are, we better be careful. Take the advice of the Holy Prophet and the Jew, Gamaliel. With the Gamaliel. Let these men alone. Because if this work or counsel be of men, it'll come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest perhaps you be bound to fight against God. That's Acts. Somewhere in the book of Acts. Somewhere. Anyway,
you can use this.
Burn it.
The burner. Now, I'll check this because I got this splinter on.
Yep.
Okay.
I got a little treat for all you guys out there. Who's online anyway? You better turn the recorder on because you never know.
Yeah.
I might say something. Yeah, it's rare, but, you know.
I know. Yeah.
Hey, when I stop saying something, then that's scary. That means all the shit's going to hit the fan, you know. I can't say anything. A lot of stuff is happening. What is he saying? How come he's not telling us what's happening? Hey, what is today? Today's the 21st? 21. Yeah. Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's the 6th month, the 21st day, year 2026. It's the 4th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
And this is a great feast day, the visitation of our Blessed Mother to St. Elizabeth. Our Lady of the Visitation.
Pray for us.
St. Elizabeth.
Pray for us.
Holy Infant Jesus.
Pray for us.
St. John the Baptist.
Pray for us.
Almost, you know, you can say, pray for us, pray for us. Ah! He's a hurricane. He said, pray for us.
Right, exactly.
He would say that. These Jews never cease to amaze you, right? This is an international fellowship of Christians and Jews. They sent to me this week. I'm on their special list. They love me. You got to take a look at this picture. Look, urgent. Help feed elderly Jews struggling to survive in Israel. Struggling to survive. Just 83 cents a day can help fill a pantry and feed a Holocaust survivor for a month. We're living in a bozo to clown world. Can anybody believe this? What these people are doing?
That's bold.
That's bold. That's bold. I didn't know you guys have a poverty state over there. And they look at the picture they show you, the little mama now. Look at her. She don't look like she's too skinny, right?
Yeah.
They should show someone who's skinny.
Man, these guys are full of that.
They don't stop. Look at the little mama there. Look at her. Yeah, look at the little grandma. Yeah, you dirty bastard. A curse on every one of you.
I don't know where they're buying their food for 83 cents a day. It's not at Walmart or anyplace.
They're bombing the shit out of the Palestinians and starving them. Yeah. And we got to send the people that are doing that money.
Yeah.
Look who's...
I think those are all like testing grounds. They're testing everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Who's going to get money?
Yeah, and they're keeping track
of. And if you don't give money...
Every cent anyone donates...
I was going to do this. I still have the thing in there where you can return. Put a little thing in there and condemn their ass, you know? Like one of my articles in there and send it back to them.
Put a note there, fold it up, and make it look like a dollar bill.
Yeah.
So they can open it and
see
it. Take a picture of one of our signs.
Yeah, and go a curse on you, you bastard. You're already cursed anyway. The guy's Joe Lechstein. And look who he has on the back for his supporters. Pat Boone. I consider it a privilege to help save thousands of lives through the fellowship programs. I urge you to support this organization. It makes a difference. Huckabee! Huckabee. I strongly believe that supporting Jewish people is one of the most meaningful things believers can do. Jewish people. That guy's an idiot. All Jewish people, it's like Ben Hickler, they got a Jewish name. You got to support the Jew. Doesn't matter who he is. This is why I'm participating in Israel's most impactful relief organization, the Internet Fellowship of Christians and Jews. And who's this Michelle Bachman? She's another one, huh?
Yeah, she's in Minnesota.
No, Minnesota.
Look, can I see this? Can I see this?
Yeah.
Look, she's crying too. Like, look at her. Look at her. She's like in agony. Right? When they're bombing the shit, they're killing people. But look,
she's one of the ones on their TV commercials.
Yeah, I know.
She's always on there. There are about four of them.
Right now, in front of God and all us brothers here, I put a double, triple, quadruple whammy curse on every one of you bastards. Like something seriously happened to all these people that are behind us. Something.
Is that the girl from our movie, The Kingdom, or
Is it running this?
Oh, they have one in there. Yeah, it looks like.
Yoel Eckstein, I think she's the girl, right?
Yeah, that's the girl, right?
Oh, that's her father.
Yeah. Yeah, she was the one in the movie Kingdom Come. Yeah, that's her. She's begging for dollars. Yeah, totally. People are starting to get wise to these bums. Yeah. But they're still going to have to be in subject to them, you know, because if you want to have your goodies, you better be nice. You better be nice, or not Santa Claus, but the Jew's going to punish you. Benjamin Netanyahu is watching you night and day. He will reward you if you do good and give you a call if you do bad. Benji's on that sleigh riding all over the place, checking everybody out with his big elephant ears. Dumbo! Dumbo! Okay, a quizzy for you people. I love that quizzy, Brother Mateo said.
Yeah,
what beautiful day to celebrate our Blessed Mother. He has some wonderful verses. See how God inspires us. It's beautiful. I mean, you know, you read this from St. Cyril of Alexandria, and he's one of the greats. And say, another one, too. St. Alexander of Alexandria. So you got all these Alexes going on. From Alexandria. But anyway, those two guys, oh, man. I mean, that's Catholic stuff. You know, but that's, did you guys ever grow up learning any of that stuff? Never. But anyway, this is a quiz about, I was thinking the other day, sometimes I think, so, and most times I don't like to, but anyway, I thought about something nobody brought up yet on this thing about the Jews when they're and their excuses. This is about how the Jews lie. These apostate Jews and apostate Israel, how they lie. And they lie, like Hitler said, that when they tell lies, they're big whopper losers. And they know they're lying. They want you to believe them. But the big thing in Israel, when they're bombing the crap out of these people and blowing up all their homes, and they'll tell you this first, by the way. Well, listen. We're the most humane army ever in the world of mankind. The frick they tell you that. We warn the people before we go in there and blow the crap out of them so we'll just knock the buildings down. There's a couple things wrong with that, but that's what they say. You guys all know that they say that.
The firepower on both sides of this conflict has been pretty intense. Hamas has fired about 1,000 rockets into Israeli territory. The Israelis say they have hit about 1,500 of what they call terror targets in Gaza. They've killed more than 180 people, injured about 1,400. Those numbers, though, might be a lot higher if the Israelis were not in the business of warning people about the attacks. Now, this is controversial. Let me explain what we're talking about. Sometimes they broadcast on the radio that they're going to hit certain neighborhoods. Other times, they've actually called homes and said to the people inside, get out, we're about to hit your place. Other times, they fly over and they drop leaflets explaining where they're going to hit, which roads are clear for evacuation, and when people need to move. Some of those leaflets say things like, Israel is currently attacking and will continue to attack every area from which rockets are being launched at its territory. And one other way that they warn, the fourth way, is probably the most controversial. That's called roof knocking. They fire a low explosive charge or a missile with no charge to hit the roof of a building to warn the people inside that they're about to be hit, as they will be in moments, with a much more powerful missile that can level the whole structure. The Israelis say they're saving lives by doing this. The Palestinians say this is psychological warfare, that it's about keeping people off base, keeping them afraid. But the Israelis are committed to it. They've been doing it since 2006, and there's no sign that they're going to stop.
Then they also say this. You go, why are you bombing the buildings now? Hamas was in there. Hamas, we got the Hamas.
Let me tell you something else. No country would do it better. No country would do it better. Because the terrorists do not just target civilians. They also hide among their own civilians. They are, by the way, are committing a double war crime in doing that. So the question is, what do you do about it? We target the terrorists. But there are some civilian casualties in every such war, in every such urban warfare.
Now, there's something that, did you guys figure that something don't make sense about that? Yeah, I told you guys the other day. Were you here, Sal? You weren't here. I don't think you heard it. If you come up with that, there's something about that nails them. So they're telling you, I blew this building up because Hamas was in there. And then Trump, rightly this week, he finally's waking up a little, but I hope he's not pretending. I don't think he's saying, you know, you don't blow up a whole building and kill 100 people to get one Hamas guy in the building. You don't do that. And you don't blow up the whole block to get one. This is crazy. So I'm glad he said that. But just think about these two things I just told you. So he said, we're blowing up these buildings because Hamas guys are in there. But at the same time, they're warning everybody to get out before they blow it up. You see how crazy, you guys are catching it now? Huh? No, you guys are catching the irrationality. You can catch them lying by those two statements. You anybody get it yet? If you're telling everybody to get out before you bomb them, then the Hamas is going to be gone. They're all going to go. So when you bomb it, there's nobody in there. First you're telling me you're bombing it because the Hamas guy's in there. So you're warning him all ahead of time, get out because I'm going to bomb it. So now he's gone and there's nobody in there. So don't lie to me. This bullshit. What they're really doing is they just want to level down all the buildings so there's no place to live, discourage the people to move out on their own so there's no living conditions. And look at Gaza. There's no living conditions. It's unlivable. They blew everything up. But they're tenacious. I got to give credit to the Palestinians and these Lebanese. They're not moving. They're not leaving. And the Jews are getting pissed because they figured if we knock down all their buildings, all their infrastructure, take away all their supplies, they're going to leave. And they're not doing it. And they're getting the Jews angry. But my point is you can see how they're lying. You're knocking down the buildings because you want to do your genocide. I say genocide too, and it's an illegal one in God's eyes. We're not against killing men, women, and children. If God told us to blow up all, I would do it. Those Jews that are saying religiously, and they come out and say, God ordained that we should kill men, women, and children, it's a biblical thing, at least they're being honest about that. They're not hypocrites. They're coming right out and telling you. God wants us to do it. But most of them, they don't say that. They pretend that they want to have liberty and freedom and two states, and they respect them, and they're lying about it. And in the meantime, they're doing anything in their power to get them to move out. So when you tell somebody, they think we were born yesterday, right? Well, wait a second. You want to kill a Hamas guy, hiding in the basement, and there's 100 people living in the apartment, but they blow up the whole block anyway. But before you do it, you say, get out, we're going to blow it up. So what did they do? The Hamas guy leaves. It's a lie. It's all a giant lie.
He moves to the next building.
He moved.
So that gives him a reason to blow up.
Yeah, Brother Nick said it. The Hamas guy that left moved to the next building. Went, oh, he's in the next building. Well, now we're going to blow it up too. Yeah. Get out before it's too late. So he leaves and goes to the... It's crazy. They're lying to your face. They're laughing at us. That's the part that really gets us all angry and insulting our intelligence. Their lies are so gigantic. I have more respect for the guys like Smotrich who comes right out and says, we're God's chosen people, which is bullshit. You're sons of the devil. They believe they are. They believe that they're faithful Israelites and they're not. They believe they're bringing Christ to power, bringing Antichrist to power. But they do know, at least, that God ordains for men, women, and children to be killed. And if it was God's will to wipe them all out, like Joshua did, and David, they wiped out all the Canaanites, men, women, and children. I got no problem with that, if it's just. But this is not justified. It's being done to bring the Antichrist to power. They need greater Israel to bring the Antichrist to power. It's but the people that are not telling you that and are saying, we're not doing that. We're not really doing a genocide. We're not wiping them out. We're not trying to kill them and get them to move. What do you think? I was born yesterday. Your occupied settlements are occupying West Bank all over the place. Every day they're persecuting. It's Christians too. And these Christian Zionists aren't saying anything. You look at the patches, the military guys were greater Israel. They got to take over the whole area.
Eventually, our borders will extend from Lebanon, the Great Desert, which is Saudi Arabia, and then from the Mediterranean to the Euphrates. And then we're going to take, I believe we're going to take Mecca, Medina, and Mount Sinai and purify those places.
That's the worst. It's like if somebody comes up to you and says, "Sonny boy, I want you to say 2 + 2 = 5. And you go, "That's not true. I can't. Either you say that, I'm going to take away your mother, your father, your house, your home, everything." Say it. All right, 2 + 2. They're assaulting. And then everybody says, "Hey, 2 + 2 = 5. And you know they're lying. And they know you know they're lying. And they want you to concede to them. That's like a... That's the worst crime of all. That it's like an assault against you. Now, if you cave into that, but we don't cave into that. But I still get angry that you're even trying to say it to me. What, are you kidding me? You want me to believe that? You're talking to me about that? You must not know who I am. We're good Catholics. We don't go for that. You know? So, they're lying. But the lies they tell are like phenomenal. That people sit back and they're going to believe anything they're told. 9/11, when you can see that those buildings went down by demo charges, people still don't want to believe it. And they keep saying, and here's the other part I'm going to get to in 1 second, but here you go now. You got the lie. I don't got to be Sherlock Holmes to figure this out. Now, you said before you blow up the buildings, you warn everybody. Okay. So you really want them all to be gone. Yeah, most times they all go. A few people hang out and crazy, but most leave. Okay. But then you told me that you're blowing it up because Hamas is in there and you want to get the Hamas guy. So why did you warn him ahead of time? He's going to leave, right? Can't have it both ways. And they don't always warn him anyway. Okay? So that's another lie. Because they end up killing a lot of people. And then they tell him to go areas that are safe, like when Gaza, go over here now, it's safe. And then they bomb the area where it's safe. These guys are monsters. Their technique is evil. Even if we had to kill men and women and children, we won't do it the way they do it. We would do it. We would say, "God told us to do it, we're going to do it. Everybody, we're going to do it. We're not going to lie about it. We're not going to say, no, we didn't shoot at them. Oh, we're not going to lie about it. We're going to just kill them and say, God wants us to kill them. We're not going to come up with all these humongous lies and pretend that we don't see what's going on and that this isn't really a genocide. Now, if God ordained it, I say, good, but he didn't ordain it. You're not Joshua. You're not David. You're anti-Joshua. You're anti-David. You're anti-Christ. Yeah. You are not faithful Israelites. All those promises made to the Israelites were for faithful Jews, and the only faithful Jews who are in the New Covenant are Catholics. Yeah. Christ-denying Jews are what? Sons of the devil. Yeah. John 8:44. Open up your Bibles if you have them and read John 8:44. The sons of the devil. They're not God's chosen people. They're not under a covenant with God. They're under a covenant with Satan. And these Christian Zionists are absolutely the worst. They're not even nominal Christians. One guy said a good thing the other day. People are waking up to these idiots. And one guy said, and this is a good point he made, the first time Christian Zionists came in was 1880s with the Scofield Bible, right? He's the big evildoer that came in with this Bible to support Christian Zionism. And so he says to a Christian Zionist, find the Bible before 1880, the Scofield Bible, from the time of Christ to 1880, let's say, before the Scofield Bible, pick out any Bible you want and show me where it teaches that. Where they're God's chosen people, where they're blessed by God, you know, where they're bringing the Messiah to power, they're chosen, they're under the covenant with God. Show me one Bible, and I'm talking about any Bible. Catholic, Protestant, Schismatic, Luther's Bible, Zwingli's Bible. Go ahead. The Gideon Bible. Show me one Bible that teaches that. And then you're going to say, hey, guess I can't even find a Bible with any of these nominal Christians even. It's a new satanic revelation that started in 1880. That's what you jackasses are following. And you know why you want to follow them? Because you love mammon. You love money. You love power. You're worthy of it. Yeah. You're afraid of the Jew is giving you all this money, and they think that you're blessed if you have a lot of money. That's what they think. So who's ever the most money and has the most power is blessed by God. If that's the case, then pagan Egypt would have been blessed, and the Israelites would have been cursed. When Abraham went into Egypt, there was 72 people. Egypt was a massive empire. A lot of stuff. We know Egypt was pagan, cursed by God, but they had this false prosperity. So that's what these people are going by. They love mammon. Remember, the Jew comes, the Antichrist comes to power by mammon. But this particular, I'm thinking about it the other day. Says, you know, nobody has said this. I don't know. A Chinese guy said a really good thing too. He said about this. He said, if you go into a bank and there's hostages, like 20 hostages, and you got like a bank robber in there, do you just go in there and blow up the whole bank to get the hostage? Or you try your best to go in there, you know? And here's the other thing. They're chicken shits, the Israel idea. They don't want to go in there with boots on the ground. So they're not going in there with boots on the ground, because that's the way you really do it. Like even Hitler, when he went into France and he occupied, a good military guy knows, the United States and the Soviet Union, they're monsters, and which is the Freemasonics and Jews. They blow the shit out of you. They knock buildings out even after the war's over. They go in there and knock everything down. So my point is this too. When you go in there, and you go in there, and you don't want to get the people angry, you see? If you're a good military guy, what do they tell you when you capture an area? Win the hearts and minds of the people that you're conquering. Win their hearts and their minds, or you're going to be conquering a land that's going to be rebellious to you, unless you wipe all the people out and kill every one of them. And everybody knows that's the smartest thing to do as a military guy, because the worst thing you can do when you go in and you take over an area, unless you're going to kill them all, is to start indiscriminately killing a lot of them. Now you're going to get them all angry at you, real angry. And when they know you're killing all of them, the men, the women, the children, the civilians, then they get desperate. They get desperate. And they'll start doing things they wouldn't normally do. Blowing themselves up to blow you up. They'll start doing, and they know that. That you don't want these people to get angry at you. Now, they're already angry enough because you're at war, but people understand when army men fight army men, they understand. Okay, it's army fighting army. When you start blowing shit out of civilians, men, women, and children, you're getting the whole population angry at you. And then what do you expect that population to do? Love you? Oh, these guys are so nice. Kill the rest of my family. Blow up the rest of my block. And they wonder why the Iranians and these Palestinians and the Lebanese are angry and they hate the United States and they hate Israel. Wouldn't you if they did that to your neighborhood? What would you do if they came in and blow up your whole block? Men, women, and children, and blow up your next block, and blow up your next block. You're supposed to send them. I just love that. And everybody goes, look what the Iranians did when they had hostages, and look what these did when they killed the guy. Why do you think they did it? Why do you think they did it? You started it. And not only did you start it, you amplified it. And you expect no response? You think we were born yesterday? I heard one guy say, look what the Iranians did with the hostages. They got all these to us. I said, yeah, what do we do? One guy did, so what do we do to them? And then the guy says, no American should ever be killed. We got to rise up against every American that's killed. So now every American gets a pass. All Americans, just because we're United States citizens, we're good. I could go over there and rape all your people. I could rape your women. I could murder all your kids. I'm American. I'm good. You can't touch me. This is the mentality of this arrogant harlot, the United States of America. A giant, stinking harlot from day one.
Yeah.
She talks like a lamb, peace, 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 but she's a warmonger. Read Apocalypse 13:13, chapter 13, and my explanation on that. So you go in there, and even if you did say, I'm going to blow up the whole building just to get the Hamas guy, so I'm going to kill like 200 civilians inside the building to get the one Hamas guy, you now just created a whole generation of Palestinians, Lebanese that hate you, hate your country. They're angry at you. They want to fight back. Are you kidding? You're telling me that you're not going to go for self-defense? It's not even a good military tactic unless you want to wipe them all out. Fine. If you want to wipe them all out, wipe them all out. If you want to take over the area and still have some friendship with them, you keep it mostly as a military conflict and you try to limit civilian casualties. So even at that's what Trump is trying to say at least a couple of weeks ago. He's finally waking up a little bit, I hope. Netanyahu's leading them by the tail. The whole Iran war is a big joke. He went over there just because of Iran. They wanted to wipe out the whole regime and put a friendly regime in so they don't threaten the United States. And what happened? The Iranian people stood up for the religious leader. Trump basically went over there and killed their pope. The religion is just like killing a pope. If we had a real pope, it's like killing them. And they want the people to, and he says, I'm going to put the next religious leader in. A Muslim imam. He's going to choose him. It's crazy what's going on. Like I said, Trump is the right-hand man to the Antichrist right now. I hope he's beginning to wake up a little, but he is. He's doing the work. Whether he likes it or not, he's doing the bidding of Netanyahu and Antichrist Israel. He's came out recently, though, and he's trying to make... Well, I tell him Netanyahu what to do. He doesn't tell me to. His ego, I hope he keeps doing that. But he's lying about it, because you are doing what he said. But maybe he's got a giant ego. I don't want to do a whole lecture on him right now. The guy's a monster. He builds up gold statues for himself, dresses him like Jesus Christ. I'm not saying he still can't convert, though. But what I'm saying is his ego right now can help him in this one way, because when he sees people saying, hey, you're a whore to Netanyahu, you know, Netanyahu bosses you around. He doesn't like that. He don't like that. Good, okay, good. Now speak up about that. Let's see what happens to you. And there's interesting things are happening. All I'm saying is, and even this guy, Richard Engel, went to Lebanon, and they're starting to do what they did in Gaza. Yeah. They're leveling the whole place. And he said, are you going to do what you did in Palestine to Lebanon? Are you going to level all the buildings down? And he goes, we have to kill the Hezbollah. The Hezbollahs are in the building. But we warned them ahead of time. So that, well, we warned them, and like Brother Nick said, he went to another building, so now we're going to blow that building up, but we're going to warn him. So he goes, I mean, you think I was born yesterday? This is a Hamas, Hezbollah under every block. And look, and you expect these people not to be angry? My point is, Iran is no threat to the United States. It never has been. Don't give me no bullshit. I don't see no Iranians in Newark where I grew up or even here bothering me. And they should, though. I'm not I would not blame the Iranians or the Palestinians or the Lebanese for doing terrorist attacks in the United States. I would not blame them. They're being very controlled on this matter. I don't think I'd be as controlled. What do you expect? It's you, it's the United States and Israel that are bombing the shit out of the Middle East, conquering all these countries, putting people in power now in South America. This harlot is doing her job by bringing the Antichrist to power, by doing the bidding of Antichrist Israel. Anybody can see that. You got to be blind. And I don't want to get into the other things about Trump is really bad. And if you think you want to support this guy, you call yourself a conservative, he supports abortion. Up to 40, what is it, 40? No, 6 weeks, was it? What's the week? The Roe
Wade. 20 weeks.
How much?
20 weeks.
He supports abortions up to 20 weeks. He does. Look at my article. He supports homosexuals, LGBT community. He supports same-sex marriages. He got that all removed. The guy's a monster. Don't let him fool you. He's going to do some good stuff, yeah. I agree with some of the good stuff he's doing, but the Antichrist does that because he wants to bring law and order so people's going to obey him. So good. The good stuff you're doing, good. Is there still hope for him? Yes, he's still alive. He's still a human being. He has a free will. He's not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is probably maybe Yanuka, and maybe there's two of them, Yanuka and Netanyahu. I hope he gets angry and wakes up and stops with this. It's so bad. You're going in there, and you're going over there. They talk the lies they tell you, right? Iran shut up to Strait of Hormuz. They're preventing our... Before a war, you went over there. It was nothing. Shut up. You're the one who caused it. You're the one that went over there. The United States is so evil, is so full of shit with their lies, and people sit back and... Because she's got power. She's got power. They don't like the guy in Venezuela? Why? That guy was the most righteous person and one of the most righteous leaders in South America. They didn't have the drugs like he said they did. That was a lie. And one guy even came out, the ex-CIA guy, said, there was a big joke. He said, all the drugs are coming from Mexico and Colombia, and he never knew nothing about Mexico. In Venezuela, they were pro-life, no abortion, no homos, total conservative agenda, and they were anti-Israel. And that's why he went in there.
Yep.
Simple. And oil. He wanted their oil because they were friendly with Russia and China. And now he says, now we're in Venezuela. We're doing real good after we got rid of the guy. We take somebody oil and we give them somebody oil. You take somebody oil. It's not your oil. It never was your oil. This is the United States. Yeah? He's careful not to want to take the oil away from Iran, or he's going to go a little bit too far on it because Russia and China are warning him in the background. And one guy said, rightly, you're heading for another Vietnam. Because these Iranians, here's the other point, did not give in. They're more angry at you now because they support the religious leader. Can you imagine if you kill the real Pope and you expect Catholics to love you for that and to follow you for that? They're not going to rise up and do everything in their power to resist you. Well, that's what happened in Iran. All the people are now more patriotic towards their imams than they were before. But the whole reason that Israel wants them to go over there is to de-arm them.
Get rid of all their weapons, ballistic missiles and everything, so they can't attack them. So they're no threat. That's the main reason why they want it. Now they're a little bit angry because Trump's allowed them to keep the ballistic missiles. J.D. Vance has made some really good comments too lately, too. And he's beginning to see something's wrong here. And he says, they have a right to defend themselves like anybody else. You know? So now you got to look at this whole thing from the apostate Jewish perspective. They want to take over the whole area and bring their Antichrist to power. And you better take sides. That's all I'm going to tell you. Yeah. Take sides.
Yeah.
You want to follow them? Who do you think they're bringing to power? They don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Right.
Who do you think they're working for, you knucklehead Christian Zionists or you dumb people? You deserve everything you get when they come to power. And I'm going to dance on a roof. When he grabs people like Huckabee and all these rabid Christian Zionists, Hagee, and tortures them. Tony Evans, Cruz, Lindsey Graham, all of these rabid Christian Zionists, you're going to be the first ones to go down, and I'm going to jump, celebrate when I see them peel your skin off and torture you over and over and over again. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you a little secret, you stupid jerks. They really hate you. Now, they may hate me, but they respect me. I know how they are.
Yeah.
They look at me and go, he's the only guy that's telling the truth. He's on to us. They respect that. They don't respect you. They don't respect you. You think you're friends with them, right? When somebody's using somebody, and you're like a stupid clown puppet believing their bullshit, they look at you and say, there's no credibility in you. You're a mush cake. You're not even a man. Maybe you're like that goy cattle they talk about that has no human soul the way you're behaving. So you deserve to be treated like that. They may not like me, but they respect me. Because we're going to war. We'll go head to head out with these people. But these other guys are just like big dopes. You know, like to call a yes man? He is a boss. He is a... We got to go get them, those people that are against the anti-Semites. He is a boss. He is a boss. Oh, we got to get all those people that say Hitler did some good things. He is a boss. He is a boss. We got to especially get those people that said Holocaust was a hoax. He is a boss. He is a boss. He is a boss. And they're going to say, do you have a mind of your own?
Yeah.
I mean, are you a pirate or what? And they know, the Jew knows it too. They know it. They say, this guy calls himself a Christian. And he's kissing our ass. And we don't even believe in Christ. I mean, you're making fools out of yourself. And you make me sick looking at you. If you were in my power, I wouldn't be the one who's doing the torturing. I put it on TV and I won't make it slow neither, buddy boy. If Huckabee is in front of me, I bring him up and torture him. I have a doctor bring him back to health again, torture him again, bring him back to health again, torture him again, and do it on TV. Smack him silly 1,000 different times. And you think, oh, wait till you see what happens when you die, Mr. Huckabee, and go down to Gehenna. It's way worse than that. Those pains are greater than any pain you can imagine on earth, and they never end. And that's where you're heading. Enjoy your moment in the sun, your glory. You, Tony Evans, and all you stupid shits, Christian Zionists, enjoy your glory while you have it. God's going to allow the Antichrist to punish you. That's even more just than me punishing you. That's even more just. Because that's who you put your faith in. What's it, by what man of sins? By the same he's tormented. I think that's Proverbs 11:6 or something like that. By what thing a man sinned? By the same he also is tormented. 11:6 or 7. It's one of them. But anyway, I mean, it's everything you're doing. People, they you look at the evidence of 9/11, and that's in your face. If you really looked at that, why were people afraid to tell the truth? Because they don't want to lose their family members, they don't want to lose their jobs, and the Jew, the apostate Jew, and Freemasons, they control the whole West, and they have the power, and they do. You will lose your job, you will lose your money. And you'll lose all your family members and friends, mostly. But if you love the truth, who wants to be around? Look, what you've got to understand, if you love the truth, who wants to be around these bums? I had a lot of friends out in the world. I knew a lot of people. When God called me and I started to come to God, I couldn't stand it. I really abhorred them. I don't want to go out there anymore. I'd rather be with the truth. I'd rather be alone with the truth, with God, with my credibility, without compromising what I believe in, than to be with a million people, family members, friends, and alcohol it is.
As our Lord said, the biggest danger in this world today is people loving their family members and friends more than God. Matthew 10, 34 to 37. Do not think I came to send peace. What is it? Do not think I came to peace upon earth. I came to bring the sword. To put a man against the father, the woman against the mother, the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law, and a man's enemy shall be in his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's the main reason that these people believe lies. They don't want to lose their family members. They don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their friends. They love this wicked, rotten, evil world more than they love God. And I say they don't even own God at all. Because if you love God and you love His truth, and you understand the truth of what He's teaching, that you got to be willing to give everything up to save your soul. And besides even that, and that's big. But when you start to love God, you begin to realize how great He is, how good He is, all the gifts He gives you, how peaceful your life is, how honest it is with good people. Who wants to change that? They'd rather live in a wicked world to preserve what? Money, power, friendship with the world? What does St. John say? 1 John 5:18 or something. The whole world is seated in wickedness. Prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 24:6, the earth is infected by the inhabitants thereof. Job 9:24, the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. James 4:4, know you not, friendship with the world is the enemy of God. Whoever becomes a friend of the world will become an enemy of God. I mean, it's a choice. Would you rather associate with crap, or would you rather associate with roses and sweet-smelling roses and beautiful things? That's spiritually, this is the comparison. I look back at the people the world I was in, it's crap. It really is. Spiritually, it's crap. I mean, when you come to God, He gives you these beautiful things. And the whole thing is, you want to sell out your soul and your credibility? You know, what do you think people think about you when they know that you're lying just to preserve something? That's why I said, you know, the truth is everything. That's why I call it, most people in this world are liars. They don't want to accept things. They don't want to accept it. Now, the scriptures are very clear about what's happening in these days. And people don't like to talk about. Well, anybody who knows we're in the final days got a little bit of hope. But again, getting back to this Israel thing with these Jews, we're going to have an easier time converting the radical Jew that believes they're God's chosen people, but they're not. But they believe that, and they believe they can kill men, women, and children, and do whatever they got to bring their Messiah to power. Now they're evil, but at least they're being honest about it. I always said this in the beginning. This is religious. Everything that happens in this world is religious. Everything. Even the atheist is religious. He's religious about his lack of belief in God. The agnostic is religious. He's religious about God. There's a God, but he's unknowable. Nobody can know him. It's all about religion. Everything in this world happens for religion. Why? Because there's only two main powers in this whole universe. God, who's the supreme power of all, and Satan, who's in Guyana. He's got a lot of power, but he's under the yoke of God, but he controls the world. And take your choice. And they have their agendas. It's all about religion. And that's why I always bring religion into this thing first and foremost. But even against international law, they're violating international laws that they all agreed upon, and all these European nations are letting them take a slide. But now every time they go to the UN and vote against Israel, there's one nation that saves Israel. It's the United States. Yeah. It's hardly. Right. So right now, this Donald Trump is fulfilling a prophecy, and it's a bad one. I warned him about it. I said, you can either be really good or really bad. He can still be good if he converts. But right now, he's really bad. He's a right-hand man to the Antichrist. His ego is like an ego like I've never seen before. Here's a guy. He's got golden statues on his golf course in New Jersey. He has a picture of him dressed as Jesus Christ. He puts his name all over the place. The guy's an egotistical maniac. He's like Nero. He's like a Julian apostate. Julian apostate pretended to be a Christian, but then gave it up altogether. He was like a pagan and supported apostate Judaism. That's what he is. People sit back and have every right to wonder and say, is this guy really a so-called Christian? Well, everybody knows he's really not. Now, he can say it all he wants. Everything he does, he's not a Christian at all. But my question is, did he convert into apostate Judaism? Very possible. People say he did. It could be. I'm not saying that for sure, but it could be. He's certainly doing their work. Simply, even if he wasn't that. Mammon. He loves mammon and fame. And the Jews gave him that. And the Freemasons, the Apostle Jews gave him mammon and fame. And he soaks it up. Nobody controls casinos like he did. Well, he doesn't own them. He manages them. He's a puppet his whole life to these people. I still think, though, he has some good things in him that he wants to do, but he's so filled up with his own ego and a love of money, and they got blackmail on him probably. I'm just hoping he gets angry enough right now to stop what he's doing, throw these people out the window. He's losing all the people, the goodwill people that he brought in. Tulsi Gabbard, I'm surprised she stayed as long as she did. Steve Bannon's talking about it, and they got to talk more about it. He's losing all his base. He's lost his whole base. They see his hypocrisy, his lies, no more wars. And he keeps talking the other day. He said, I brought peace to it. When you brought peace in a place, when did you bring peace? You know how you bring peace to, if I came out and I said, I made peace deals in the last 2 years, 8 times I brought peace. How did he do it, okay? He started the war, and then he made a peace treaty. He starts another war, then he makes a peace. He starts the war, then makes the peace treaty. But he starts it, like he's doing in Iran, right? You can just say, I made peace. You make peace in Iran, you would never have to make peace if you didn't go here in the first place. You made peace.
Order out of chaos.
Yeah. The whole thing is a joke. What he's doing over there is a joke. It's an insult. He wanted to rob their oil and all that. Well, don't kid yourself. He's robbing Venezuela as well. But the Arab nations over there warned him, and the Chinese and Russia said, no, don't do that. He's worried about another Vietnam. And we'll see how it turns out. The Iranians are playing it smart, and they're right. Netanyahu keeps ruining the peace, and I believe Trump really does want to get out of there now. And they're making it impossible because they want to keep, because Iran, rightly so, said stop attacking Lebanon and Hezbollah. So every time they're ready to make a peace deal, they knock down a couple of buildings in Lebanon, and you expect these people to sit back and go, oh, that's so nice! And they see they're having like it's a ceasefire, or blowing buildings to shit. If that's what a ceasefire is, I'd like to know what full war is. And the Iranians rightly are saying, I'm not gonna, and they're smart about this. The only way Trump's gonna conquer this beast and get out of it, because the United States is going down anyway, it's a harlot. The only way he can save himself and do the right thing is completely separate from Israel. Take away all their money, take away all the weapons, and let them fight on their own. Leave them on their own. Let them all go at it like rats in a bag. Get out! Anything else is just lip service. You're providing the bombs for them. You're providing the money for them. That's the only thing they understand. And I know, I think even the other day, Trump is warning them with that. I believe that in the background, you don't hear it. But just today, I heard Netanyahu says, now I am definitely going to stop all operations in Lebanon. He's saying that today. He does that all the time. So he'll wait a couple days and go back again. My point is, Trump, don't listen to the little knucklehead, all right? With the Dumbo ears. Netanyahu does Dumbo. He looks like Dumbo. With the mirrors, a stupid little monster that he is. I'll smash his head to pieces. The only way you're going to get his attention is stop giving them money, stop giving them bombs. They're creating all the problem in the Middle East. I'm surprised that these Iranians, Palestinians have not been attacking us. Don't tell me they're the major threat in the world. I don't support Muslims neither. They're antichrists also. They're not good neither, but they're not as bad as you. They don't lie like you do. But don't lie to me, and don't be telling me the Muslims control the world. That's the biggest bullshit lie I ever heard. And don't tell me they're a threat to us. Another bullshit lie. You got people that don't like us that have nuclear bombs, North Korea, and they don't use them, China, Russia. Apostate Jews, the Christ-denying Jews that are bringing Antichrist to power need to take over greater Israel. It's a religious thing. It's all based upon the devil's behind it. Don't get involved in it. Get out of it. The United States has been supporting Israel from day one. The whole purpose of the United States in the beginning was to bring apostate Israel to power. The whole purpose. And don't tell me how good the United States of America was. It never was good. And I'm going to tell you another little secret. The United States of America never, ever, never, ever gave religious liberty to true Catholics. Never. And they never will. Or anyone who even preaches a true Christian message that they disagree with. Never. And I'll prove it to you. In the beginning, when the Catholics came over here from Europe, they were in ghettos. They won't let them out. because they were professing the salvation dogma, only Catholics can be saved, you know, we don't believe that all these other religions are true, they're false, homos are bad, Christ and nine Jews are sons of the devil, you know, so they were condemning all these vices of the United States, and they were living in their ghettos. Proof of that is Father Finney, when he went out and preached the salvation dogma. What did they do to him? Man, persecution all over the place. Where was his religious liberty? Only when the Catholics began to become Americanized by this false ecumenism, all these heresies of America, throwing out the salvation dogma, the churches, you can be saved no matter what religion you're in. Once you started to begin to become an American heretic, they let you move out into the suburbs, they gave you positions of power, because now you're not really a Catholic anymore. You're not a Christian anymore. You call yourself, but you're not. Why do you think, oh, look, religious liberty, we got all these Catholics in power now. Biden, Vance, there's a lot of them in power. Rubio, look at all these Catholics. They're not Catholic! That's why they're in power. You want to know what happens to true Catholics? Look at us. Look what they did to us when we got into politics. Brother Will, look what they did to us. You know, God allowed that to happen. You guys got to look at that. That was the last chance of the United States to ever, if it could ever recover itself. God always gives you a chance. And did he give Pharaoh a chance? He gave Pharaoh 10 chances.
Yeah.
What they did to Will was the last straw, and it proved again that we have no religious liberty. Why did they get rid of Brother Will in politics? He was elected by the people, and they loved what he said. He talked against the homos. He talked against abortion. He talked against illegal immigration. He talked reinstore the death penalty. Bring morality back. The biggest issue, and the Jews who don't believe in Christ are sons of the devil. He was preaching this throughout the whole Republican Party. He made a speech. The people loved and elected him. But the Republican Party got rid of him. Right from the top down, from Trump to Steve Pierce, who was the head of New Mexico, to the locals, when they all met him, and especially when they met him in that abortion too, big. It was Yvette Hurl, it was Crystal Diamond and her husband, and it was their handler, Cangelosi. And they were trying to tell Will to back off on the pro-life issue. Don't be so pro-life, because we'll never get elected. Will said, well, that's what Republicans are all about. If I back off on it, I'm like a Democrat. I can't do that. That was the last straw, by the way. He was saying them stuff against homos. You got to condemn homos, same-sex marriages. They're not doing that anymore, by the way. Look at the Republican ads that come out now. It used to be, it was getting worse and worse and worse. They all shift to the left. And they used to say traditional family. They don't say that anymore. They don't condemn homos. They don't condemn same-sex marriages. They don't talk about abortion anymore. They don't even do it. So when Will was there, Will said to them, the Republican at that time, the Republican platform condemns all abortions and condemns same-sex marriages and homos. Right in there. And he used it against them. And it was still in force. And they said, I don't care. The people on the committee that he was on the local committee here, and there's six of them, right? Or seven? Five of them one didn't show up. The other four did. They brought him before a committee, in secret, in private. They won't let no cameras in. They would have no records, but Sheriff Josh Baker was allowed to go in. They thought Will was going to go nuts, maybe, and start beating him up or something. But Josh could testify to this, if he's to be honest about it. He was there. They didn't even tell him why they were letting him go. They didn't give him no reason. He couldn't record it, no cameras, and they got rid of him. So here's a guy who's elected by the people, knocked out by the committee of four. This year, what happens to true Catholics? There's our religious liberty in the Republican Party. And then right after that, on the next Republican platform, they got rid of their support for pro-life. They no longer condemn abortion. They got rid of their condemnation of same-sex marriages and homos. They got rid of it in the new platform. Go to the St. John the Baptist website. Click on the sidebar menu to the politics menu. Mary's Little Remnant. And they'll go down to the headings titled, The Republican Party Stance Against LGBT and Abortion is Betrayed, and The Case of William Norris Against New Mexico's Republican Party. So you tell me that this country's so liberty, freedom for all, freedom for perverts, freedom for people who don't want to preach a true Christian message. Freedom for a bunch of compromisers, a bunch of cowards, a bunch of utopians that want to mix everybody together and say we're all okay. But not freedom for true Christians. Never was, no sir, never was from the day it was created. Yeah. Till now, we never had religious liberty. And that's why I said, now we're done with the whole system. I'm done. I don't care who gets in. I don't vote no more. I'm waiting for this harlot to be destroyed. And the Antichrist is going to do it himself. And even though the Antichrist is a rat-ass bastard, evil himself, I'm going to celebrate when he destroys this harlot. Don't be lying to me about democracy and all this stuff. How is it that this guy, and all the people liked him, they clapped and everything, and a committee of four got rid of him? Because of those issues right there. Abortion, against homos and Jews. Christ dying Jews. And that was it for him. They tried to handle him. When he met with them up that big meeting and they bushwhacked him, that was his last chance. They get back on the horn to Steve Pearce. Can't get him. He ain't listening. He's not going to give up. And they're trying to say, well, I understand your position on abortion, but we'll never get elected. But why are you a Republican? Why don't you become a Democrat? Well, what's the difference between the two parties if you keep shifting to the left and pick up their positions? Yeah. You see what's going on? And I warned Trump about this in my first lecture when I was supporting him, and my second one when I didn't support him anymore. I told him, you can either be a real good or real evil. He's doing real evil now. Real evil. He better get rid of his ego. He better get rid of his money-hungry bullshit. Be willing to accept whatever blackmail comes your way and be honest about it and get it out in the open so they can't hold it over you. If you don't do that, you're the right-hand man to the Antichrist. And I don't blame people who may say he is the Antichrist. The reason I know he's not is because he's a Gentile. He'd have a racial Jew who claims to be coming from Bethlehem. And I think Yanuka is the Antichrist. But I don't blame if you believe that because of the way he's behaving. Now, the other thing we were laughing is funny. I don't have proof of this, but wouldn't it be something if you find out he really is a Jew? You trace and they keep it secret? They're going to have to lie. But how are they going to say he was born in Bethlehem? That's going to be a hard one. But it's enough that he's the right-hand man of the Antichrist, which fulfills the harlot. He's doing their work. He's supporting them. I mean, he's doing good things. I agree. Some good things he is doing. But he still supports homos. He still supports same-sex marriages. He doesn't like maybe some of the radical ones that are out there, the transgenders or something. But just remember one thing. Why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? For that sin alone.
Yep.
And that sin is rampant now. He's still a womanizer. The Epstein files? He's a pervert. Admit it. Confess. Remember he says he never had to confess his sin? He said that. He said never had to confess. Yep.
He never has.
He never has confessed. I mean, think of the Epstein files. You know how bad this is? You're trafficking young girls. You're indoctrinating with a life of prostitution, whoredom. This is monstrous. You want this to happen to your little girls? And guess what they all do? Brother, all in the world are like this. And the worst part is he's ignoring, denying that anything happened. Try to pretend that Epstein didn't do anything when they got him on record committing all these crimes. The worst part was when Bondi was before that committee and the six victim women were in the back and she won't even look at them. She won't even say, I'm going to look at your cases. On that alone, Trump is a monster. She's a monster. Bongino's a monster. Cash Patel's a monster. They're all freaks. Freaks! And you call them conservatives? You want your young girls to be dragged out of the house and brought into that and prostituted? Even older girls. There's a point, too, when you addict a young girl to that, and she gets used to it, and then now she's old, she may never be able to get out of it. But these people are actually, I'm not talking about like an older woman who doesn't, they get these people, and they're like prisoners. Like Epstein Island, and like over here in New Mexico. On that alone, the guy's a monster. And he says, they're bringing Epstein up again, who cares? What kind of a world are we living in? Attila the Hun would have his head. If you did in Attila the Hun's empire, barbarian as he was, if you start raping his women, taking the young girls, doing the homo thing, Attila the Hun would have you on a spike. He would put a pike up your ass right through your head. That's what he would do to you. The whole world is to the left. It's all perverted. He's a pervert. and he sits back. The worst part is he sits back and pretends that nothing happened. It's no big deal. He didn't do anything. Even the beginning, Epstein didn't do anything. There's so much against this guy. And I'm not saying he still can't repent, but he's in deep crap right now, and he doesn't even realize it. But he realizes, the only reason I think he's going against Israel, though, is because his base has left him. He lies. He's only got these few fanatical MAGA people that are like completely stupid following him. Almost his whole group left him. He's betrayed most of the things he said he was going to do, especially with the wars and supporting Israel. And the guy is the Epstein thing. And you know, it's amazing too. And I'm sure other people bring it up. We do, but we're not in the mainstream about abortion. He believes in abortions up to 60 weeks. Look at my whole thing in my political section. Read what the guy believes in. Read what he believes in, the abortion pill. Yeah. Kennedy, that dirty, filthy bastard Kennedy guy, allowed that abortion pill. Right? Kids can get in college for just no prescription, just to hand them out like Pez. You know that candy Pez? You hit the head and a little Pez comes out. One baby, two baby, three baby, four. Who is this guy? I spit on every one of them. I'm sitting back and waiting for your downfall. And if the Democrats get in, and they're definitely more evil in a lot of ways also, I can't stand them neither at all. But you're worthy of it. Let them come in and rip the shit out of you. But guess what? It's not going to happen now. These lefty liberals are going to die. Antichrist doesn't like them because they're not religious. Antichrist is religious. You have to believe in God, and you got to believe he serves the one God, and he's like God. If you don't do that, he's going to kill you. So this, all we have to do as true Catholics, sit back and enjoy the show. We're watching evildoers killing evildoers, evildoers punishing evildoers, evildoers persecuting evildoers. And we sit back and say, like I said in my one lecture many years ago, you go to hell in a handbasket, but leave us alone. Don't be messing with me. Don't be messing with our property. You do what you got to do. Go to hell in a handbasket. Leave me alone. You come and start messing with me and our brothers, you're up against the true God. And they know it too. The top guys that are in the close to Satan in this, the satanic Jews, yep, and the witches and the warlocks and the Kabbalistic Jews, and they know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Right. How many times you try? How many times I was attacked physically by the devil alone? Because of talking to the Jews. I can go on and on about what's been happening. I'm still standing, buddy, boy. And I tell you, you better take the Gamaliel advice. The holy Jew Gamaliel converted. It's in the book of Acts. And I know some of them are saying that. Hey, look, we better leave these guys alone. And this is what they said about Jesus' followers, Gamaliel. He said, if this work or this council be of men, it'll come to naught. But if it be a God, you cannot overthrow, lest perhaps you be found to fight against God. Take his advice. Take his advice. Because we are doing the work of God. And some of them, I hope, are sitting back and say, hey, it's an insurance policy. Just in case Rich is who he says he is, and they are who they say they are, they may be our salvation in these days. Right? Other people are saying, who can't stand us, right? Wait till he gets public and starts to affect more people, then we're going to go after him. Remember they said about John the Baptist? One day you're going to have to arrest that guy. Wait till he starts coming out more. But even when we come out public, they're not going to be able to get us right away. We're going to be tormenting them. So I'm telling you, is you people better take sides. You look at all the stuff that's going on with the righties and the lefties, the so-called righties. Righties! You know, years ago, even in the 50s, the Democrats were against abortion. All these Freemasons, which you guys don't know, the Jews and Freemasons formed this country. They always were abortion. They always were homos. They were waiting to indoctrinate the people in the United States to get them to accept it. They always wanted it, and now they have it. But I'm going back to, again, what I said before, true Catholics never, ever had religious liberty in the United States from day one. Ever. And still don't. And we're proof of it. And Carrie Jean Bowler, who did a really courageous thing when she got up there and attacked those Jews on so-called Religious Liberty Commission. Religious Liberty Commission. And she talked about the Christian non-Jews in Israel and said the Catholic Church does not accept Israel as a legitimate state in the eyes of God. They rejected God. And what did they do? They threw off the commission. That was it for her, for speaking a true Christian word. What happened to her? That's what happened to her when she spoke a true Christian word. She's gone.
Since we've mentioned Israel a total of 17 times, are you willing to condemn what Israel has done in Gaza?
No, because I unilaterally I unilaterally reject that it's not a genocide. The only genocide ever carried out was on October 7th when Hamas tried killing every man, woman, and child they could possibly find. Hang on, let me respond.
70,000 innocent civilians killed?
Let me respond. So first of all,
condemn that?
And Kerry,
just on the record.
Excuse me. Okay. As chair of the committee, this is a commission on religious liberty. If there's another commission on this issue,
I don't know why we're talking about a foreign country. 17
to be fair, you brought it up.
Okay.
You did.
At no point in my testimony did I mention Israel. I was very clear about American Jewry.
You did.
I did not mention Israel.
Okay. We'll talk about this later.
But that's objectively not true. I did not mention Israel.
This can be another discussion on another day, and you two can have coffee.
By not being a Zionist, does that make you an anti-Semite?
I don't think you need to be a Zionist to support a country that defends itself and is free and religious in a hostile neighborhood.
So is anti-Zionism anti-Semitism?
Hold on one second, Kerry.
Yes.
It is? It is?
Sorry. Yes.
To take that point for a second.
Let me back up. I didn't want to step over that answer. I didn't know you were still, both of you, still talking. So
just to be clear, is anti-Zionism anti-Semitism?
Yes.
It is? Under IHRA?
Rabbi, sure. You're up next.
You're not
that
sure?
Definition,
so what is the definition?
I would love to speak to that.
As you know, I'm a Catholic. I'm a Catholic, and Catholics do not embrace Zionism, just so you know. So are all Catholics anti-Semites, according to you?
As I said, anti-Zionism, by denying the right of the Jews to have their own state while not saying the same for any other peoples, that is a double standard, hypocrisy, and anti-Semitism.
So just to be clear, are Catholics anti-Semites?
Kerry, excuse me. I'm going to interrupt the discussion. Our committee is focused on religious liberty taken from all people, whether it be Muslims, Jews, Christians, Sikhs. We've had all those witnesses here. This is not a commission on defining religions or calling out any theology. This is not the commission for that.
Right, but we're talking about a foreign nation, so I want to be clear on what the definition of anti-Semitism is. If I don't support the political state of Israel, am I an anti-Semite? Yes or no?
They already answered. Ask and answered.
According to you on the record, yes? If I don't support the political state of Israel?
I don't personally label people. But what I'm saying is, if somebody says they're an anti-Zionist, they are saying about themselves that they have a double standard and hypocrisy, and they're taking anti-Semitic positions.
And these nominal Catholic bishops, Dolan, and never said anything. She went to them for help, and they left her out there hanging all alone. All prayers to her, people like her, Candace Owens, even Tucker Carlson saying a lot of good things. Things are starting to happen where people are beginning to wake up. And they're beginning to see what's happening here. A true Christian message. Ironic. Religious Liberty Commission. She's presented the true Catholic position, and they fired her for a true Catholic message. Go out and say Christ denying Jews are sons of the devil. John 8:44. And with the beloved St. John said in John 2:22, who's a liar? He that denies Christ is the Antichrist. But just say that. Just say that, and you're gone. Well, we've got religious liberty. You see? Those are the most important things that I said. They will never allow us to get into positions of power. And whenever we become influential, they attack us in any way we can. The fact that we're still alive today is a miracle.
Yeah.
Even the other people out there, there's other people, John 10:16, our Lord said, there's other sheep who I have. They'll listen to me eventually. I bring them in. Okay, I hope Kyrie Jean Bowler's one of them. I hope Tucker's one of them. I hope... Candace Owens is one. I hope even Alex Jones has come along on a lot of stuff. I hope these people will eventually be with us. Eventually. And wake up. Because right now, they haven't been able to get us, and they're not going to be able to touch us. And all the big shots know they can't. They're scared of us right now, and you ought to be scared. Yeah. You ought to be scared.
Yeah.
We got the true God on our side. I challenge you again. I go back to that Bible verse and say, hey, which says God's with him? And God, let's test him. Let's see if God is with him. Let's persecute him. Let's kick him out of New Jersey. Let's kick him out of places where he's traveling around to these chapels. Let's go and try to take his... Let's persecute him. And see if we can get him, if his God will be with him.
Wisdom chapter 2, verses 12 to 20. Let us therefore lie in wait for the just, because he is not for our turn. and he's contrary to our doings, and upbraideth us with transgressions of the law, and divulgeth against us the sins of our way of life. He boasteth that he hath the knowledge of God. He is become a censurer of our thoughts. He is grievous unto us, even to behold, for his life is not like other men's, and his ways are very different. We are esteemed by him as triflers, and he abstaineth from our ways as from filthiness. And he preferreth the latter end of the just, and glorifieth that he has God for his Father. Let us see then if his words be true, and let us prove what shall happen to him, and we shall know what his end shall be. For if he be the true Son of God, he will defend him, and will deliver him from the hands of his enemies. Let us examine him by outrages and tortures, that we may know his meekness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a most shameful death. Now that applies primarily to Jesus Christ, but to all the prophets and to all holy men and all just people that profess the truth of God, especially when the generation he's living in is totally perverse and corrupted.
I'm still here. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, Richard said so many things against the so-called, you know, with the Hellenization thing, right? Yeah. And then, oh, he's talking against all the holy fathers and the popes and the Jews. He's talking, God's going to kill him. I'm still here. And I ain't going nowhere. I hope, as long as I stay faithful,
yeah,
all these things are going to come to pass. So how many times you want me to be warning you people?
Yeah.
You want to sit back? Look, even if you said, I don't believe Richard's one of the witnesses. I don't believe Richard's going to be the next pope. Okay, you don't believe that. But what am I teaching? Believe what I'm teaching. Believe how I'm ruling the church. Believe what I'm saying. Believe in true Christianity, which is a true Catholic message. Believe in that. I'm telling you, who do you want to belong to? Who do you want to join yourself up to? You want to stay out in this maniac world with all these liars and crazy people? There's nothing worse I hate than these, especially the Republicans that betray and pretend to be conservatives. And the worst of all are your nominal Catholic rulers that pretend to be Catholic. The poop is worst of all. That poop in Rome is the most liberal piece of crap that ever existed. They're all bad. They're all bad.
Yeah.
We got the LGBT community coming up and he ain't saying stuff about it. They're shoving it in your face everywhere in parades. They got kids parading around with LGBT. And everyone sit back and go, oh, this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. The twains will never meet. You see, they're going to win, we're going to win, and they won already. They control the multimedia, they control the public squares, and most of your people sit back and they're afraid to even protest against them. And then you wonder why your own kid became a lesbian, a homo, a bisexual, a transgender. You wonder why. Oh, I wonder why. And you have the nerve to say that you believe in God and you're a Christian? Remember that one verse, they have an appearance of godliness but deny the power of their own?
2 Timothy 3:1-5. Know ye also this, that in the last days shall come dangerous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, haughty, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, wicked, without affection, without peace, slanderers, incontinent, unmerciful, without kindness, traitors, stubborn, puffed up, and lovers of pleasure more than God, having an appearance indeed of godliness, but denying the power thereof, now these avoid.
You don't stand up against these freaks? The two of us cannot coexist in the public square. One's going to go down and one's going to remain. You can't have unity with that.
Yes.
You want your kids to go into town and watch two homos mugging it up in the store? And walking around like freaky little pieces of shit when you got to go into town? I don't want that in my town, but that's what we got in our town. And almost all your towns are like that. Our town was taken over by all the homos. 85% of people in this town don't like it. But they're not in power. Their voice is silent. Our local paper will not even print our stuff. They won't even print our ads anymore. So, take your choice. You sit back and think this is a small thing. I say to you, what happened to Sodom? What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Everyone knows what happened. The whole world knows that. The Chinese in Beijing was maybe in a mountain, maybe. Mountain man, there. He knows Sodom, old Sodom Gomorrah. I'm a guy. Sodom, it's a Christian thing, isn't it? In the Bible, they all know. Guess what? Even the Chinese will say, "Oh, almost they're going down." Look at the history of whatever happened. Every nation that became like this, Greek, pagan Rome, when everybody became infested with homos, it gets corrupted from within? Am I saying something that's wrong here? And if what I'm saying is right, whose side are you going to be on?
Yeah.
You want to stay with these people? Don't vote it. I'm telling the Republican, become an independent if you want. But my thing really is, and this is the advice I'm giving you right now, don't vote at all. Just let the country go down. Let it take its own course. Stay out of it. Don't let it go. That's what we've done. We've let it go. I don't vote for nobody. I don't care how good or bad you think. They're all a bunch of compromisers. This whole nation's got to go down. If anything's going to be a reform, and it's going to come from us, God's going to be with us. And it's going to start New Mexico with us. So it's a warning to people out there. It's just another warning. I was thinking, the other verse, he says, my prophets have risen up day and night, morning and night, warning and warning and warning, to exhaustion, and yes, it's exhausting, till their voice gets hoarse. I had to clear my throat with a couple horses many times. I had like horses in there. Really. And sometimes I really sit back and I get so tired and so exhausted, I go, I don't want to do it anymore because they're not listening. But I'm still compelled to do it. I don't want to lose that fire. See, 1 Jeremiah 6:11.
Yeah.
I'm full of the fury of the Lord. I'm weary from holding it in. Pour it out. And I'm not going to be at rest until God starts destroying people, our God. Then I will be at rest. The tables will be totally turned. And you're going to see me complete. I'm still going to, I'm not going to lose my zeal. But I'm going to be like, ha. All right? But I'm warning you people, because when that time comes, if you're on the wrong side, through our prophecies, my prophecies, God's going to be killing a lot of people. Read Apocalypse chapter 11.
Yep.
It ain't no joke. It's in every Bible. It's maybe the Schofield. I don't know. But read it. What's going to happen? Almost the whole world's going to hate us. When evil people hate you, rejoice and be glad.
Yeah.
You want Satan to love you? I want evil people to convert and love me if they convert. Yeah, I'm not saying that I don't want them to convert, but when you hate, that don't mean nothing to me. I expect that. If you're not hated by the world, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
If evildoers are like patting you on the back and you're like the big buddy, there's something wrong with you. I don't want that. First, let me say, they love the glory of men more than the glory of God. That's in one of the verses.
John
5:43 or something like that.
John 12:43, for they love the glory of men more than the glory of God.
All right. So, any questions from anybody?
Acts 5:38-39, and therefore I say to you, refrain from these men and let them alone, for the counsel or his works be of men, it will come to naught. But if be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest perhaps you be found even to fight against God, and they consented to him.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just warning you people out there that are attacking us, that you may think you're getting away with some stuff for a while, but we're still standing, we're still operating. As long as I stay faithful, it's you who are in deep trouble. You know, it's a just thing for God to repay tribulation to them that trouble you. 1 Thessalonians 1:6 or something. So, I'm warning you again. You know, I wasn't really wanting to do this lecture today anymore. I told the brothers this. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing it. Like, I mean, you could look. I'm still going to stay mostly with theology, but every now and then, all right. You got to look in the mirror and look at yourself right in the eyeballs and say, is what I, Granny, said true?
Yeah.
If it is, and you don't want to go by and live by it, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? The very thing you're afraid of, you got to get rid of. Remove your attachment. Money, family, friends, job, whatever. It's not going to be so hard for you as it was for me and others who were like, coming into this. We have a place. We can help you. We can set you up. We can bring you into a peaceful paradise. This place where we live, the places where we live, I can't explain to you how peaceful it is, how joyful it is, how wonderful it is, how honest it is, how clean it is. I can't. You want that? And the reason it's that way is because we kick out these other bastards that want to bring their crap in here, and then they blame us and say we're like some type of barbarians. You expect me to let you to bring your evil stuff into this community, we will be like the rest of the world. So I'm telling you people again, like the prophet Elias said, take sides. You cannot worship the true God and Baal at the same time. We're preaching the true God. So, may God grant you the grace to listen to what I'm saying. If not, curse on you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God.